241 at Division 64th.
I guess that didn't work. Start giving me a description. What are they doing?
Black male, blue jeans, gray sweatshirt with writing on it. I can't see what it is. Let's see. Black, what do you call it? Black beanie, black gloves, sitting in the back.
All right, and what are they doing right now?
Screaming right now, saying F the military, calling me the N-word right now. Yeah.
Okay, and you're stopped at 64th, doors open?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right, let me see where that area supervisor's at. Hang on real quick with me.
Okie dokie. And just a heads up, I want to give the supervisor a heads up. He's extremely aggressive. He might need to watch himself. I don't know if it'd be better to just have police come down here.
Yeah, I can call them as well, but we have a tough time getting them to respond if they're not breaking the law. So unless they're threatening you with a weapon, they probably won't have quick response or anything. So does he have any weapons?
Not that I could see. No. I mean, I understand police can't, you know, they'll do what they gotta do, but I just want to give you guys a heads up, that way the supervisor doesn't get, you know, hurt or anything.
I copy. Are you, do you feel safe with me getting off the phone with you and having a supervisor respond, or would you like me to stay on with you?
No, you guys do what you gotta do. I mean, if you, I'm sure you got other calls. Don't even worry about it. Like I said, I can handle myself. I'll just wait for a supervisor. And I'll inform passengers that we're waiting for a supervisor. Hopefully that'll get them to get off.
I copy. Always press that button if you need something else, and I'll get back to you. And you're right, I do have quite a few calls, but you're my number one right this second, so I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I appreciate that. I will give you guys a call if it escalates. Thank you.
All right, thank you. 923.